I am Roberta Schultz. With all the televised awards programs that abound between January and June, it might be easy to miss those achievements that stand the test of time. Carnegie Center for Literacy and Learning in Lexington, Kentucky, wants to make sure that doesn't happen for Kentucky's great writers. To that end, the center created the Kentucky Writers Hall of Fame to recognize Kentucky writers whose work reflects the character and culture of the Commonwealth, and to educate Kentuckians about their state's rich literary heritage. This year's seven inductees include the Hall of Fame's first children's writer, Rebecca Cottle of Adair County, first spiritual writer, Thomas Merton of Nelson County, first historian, Thomas D. Clark of Fayette County, and first writer connected to a political movement, Etheridge Knight of McCracken County. In a press release from the center, Executive Director Neil Chethick acknowledges the enormous range of Kentucky's outstanding writers. Last year, we honored mostly poets and fiction writers, says Chethick. This year, we can see how many different kinds of Kentucky writers have excelled through the years. In addition to the inductees already mentioned, the full 2014 class includes Janice Holt Giles, Adair County, James Baker Hall, Harrison and Scott Counties, and none other than the great Jesse Stewart of Greenup County. According to the center's website, selection of the Hall of Fame is a three-step process. The first step includes nominations from the general public. Next, recommendations are then presented from a committee chaired by Lori Meadows, director of the Kentucky Arts Council. That committee also includes former state poets laureate. And finally, the Carnegie Center's Hall of Fame Creation Committee makes the selection. For a writer to be eligible, he/she must be deceased, published, someone whose writing is of enduring stature, and someone connected in a significant way to the Commonwealth of Kentucky. On January 23rd, the seven winners were announced during an induction ceremony at the Carnegie Center, where seven contemporary Kentucky writers read excerpts from the inductees' writing. The presenters included children's author Marcia Thornton Jones, Georgetown College professor James Clotter, Accents Publishing owner Katerina Stoykova-Klemmer, director of the James Baker Hall Archive Sarah Wiley Van Meter, Appalachian poet Jude McPherson, University of Kentucky associate professor Eric Reese, and writer Georgia Green. Lexington musician Warren Byram contributed a musical rendition of James Baker Hall's poem, That First Kite. This is the second year for the Kentucky Writers Hall of Fame, according to Jessica Faye Mahler, Marketing and Communications Director for the Carnegie Center. In 2013, the Hall inducted its first members, Harriet Arnaud, William Wells Brown, Harry Cottle, Elizabeth Maddox Roberts, James Still, and Robert Penn Warren. We used the same selection process as last year, said Mahler, although this time around we had over 200 submissions sent in from the general public. The Carnegie Center for Literacy and Learning lists empowering people to explore and express their voices through imaginative learning and literary arts as one of their missions. As a family learning center with seasonal classes, tutoring, youth programs, literary readings, and arts-related events, they encourage an appreciation for all art forms and learning in general among Central Kentuckians. To learn more about upcoming events at the Carnegie, go to their website at carnegiecenterlex.org. For Around Cincinnati, I am Roberta Schultz.